Welcome to the Fergus Falls 5 podcast. I'm Andrew.
I'm Lauren.
And I'm Bella. We will be your hosts today.
I don't know about you guys, but I am very excited to be here.
So am I. We had a nice break last week, and I hope all of our listeners had a happy Thanksgiving. But it's nice to be back.
Yes, it is. Hosting the Fergus Falls 5 is so fun. Let's see. How about I kick off the show with a peek at the weather?
Good idea, Bella.
This weekend, it will be in the high 30s to the low 10s. On Monday, it will be really cold, so remember to bundle up. It has a low of minus 3 degrees and a high of 5. After that, it will go into the 10s and 20s. Remember, it will be cold a couple days, so bundle up. This is the worldwide weather. Some parts of the northeast got slammed with 27 inches of snow. On Thursday, a coastal storm brought gusts of harsh wind. Make sure to check on your far-off family. A storm uncovers a 19th century wreck in the ocean. The 86-foot wreck washed ashore after a storm uncovered it from sand. It appears to be a snow commonly used to transport stuff along Lake Michigan in the 19th century. Wow, that was a long time ago. Many scientists have been trying to identify the ship.
Ah, great. It is just getting colder and colder out there. But it could be worse, I guess.
Yeah, remember all that polar vortex business we had going on last year?
Oh, yeah. In that case, this isn't too bad at all. Lauren, what are the Fergus Falls Otters up to these days?
Well, winter sports are all underway, and our Otter athletes will be both busy at home and on the road this weekend. Girls basketball starts it off tonight at home. Tomorrow, boys swimming and boys hockey will be at home. Girls hockey, wrestling, Nordic skiing, gymnastics, and boys basketball are all on the road Saturday. Good luck, Otters. Otter musicians have also been busy. Band and orchestra have both had their fall concerts. Next Monday, December 9th, there will be a high school choir concert at 7 p.m. in the auditorium. On December 12th, there will be a 5th through 6th grade choir concert in the auditorium at noon. December 16th, there will be a 7th through 8th grade choir concert at 7 p.m., a high school orchestra concert on the 18th.
Busy as always. Keep up the great work, Otters.
Snowstorm hits Duluth on November 30th, 2019. Duluth, Minnesota got 21.7 inches of snow on November 30th. There was strong winds and high water levels, which caused a lakeshore flood warning for Lake Superior. Park Point was closed to non-residents, and part of Interstate 35 was shut down. Several streets were also closed. Lots of cars were stuck in the snow, and officials recommended not driving. Local schools were closed on Monday. Duluth even had some of their snow removal equipment break down when they were trying to clear the roads.
Black Friday is a day of lots of deals, and many shoppers get started with holiday shopping. Black Friday shoppers were fighting for parking spots and traveled across the state to their favorite malls. While many people braved the crowds, fewer people hit the stores that previous year. This year, Black Friday was the biggest ever for online shoppers. Shoppers ranged up to $7.4 billion in purchases from their phones and computers and tablets. All the online shopping may have helped narrow the crowd at malls on Black Friday. That's just behind the $7.9 billion of last year's Cyber Monday, which holds the one-day record for online sales. Online sales are expecting to jump to another record this Cyber Monday, with an estimate total of $9.4 billion. Popular toys this year include all things Frozen 2. Other popular purchases include sport videos, games, and Apple laptops.
Astronauts on the International Space Station might get to enjoy freshly baked cookies soon. Astronauts eat mostly freeze-dried food, but with a new invention, they may get many more options in the next few years. The new zero-G oven is an oven that is used for scientific experiments with electricity. One of the biggest challenges was keeping the cookie dough floating in the oven since there isn't gravity on the International Space Station. To solve this problem, the cookie dough will be kept inside a sealed tray that can be placed directly into the oven. Once the cookies are baked, the tray will move automatically to a cooling area, which can only be opened once the treats are at room temperature. This is to help protect the astronauts from getting burnt. Cookies will soon be the first food baked in space, but the astronauts won't get to eat the cookies first. The first space-baked cookies will be sent back to Earth first to make sure they are safe to eat. Who knows what will be baked in space next? Can you believe that Thanksgiving is already over? The school year is already flying by.
Tell me about it. Did you both have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, and there's one more thing that I'm thankful for. It's all the listeners.
And I love Thanksgiving this year. So I was thinking that since we shared some facts about Thanksgiving on the show a couple weeks ago, we could extend that topic a bit more this week.
How so?
Black Friday facts. Black Friday was once called Big Friday. The National Retail Federation expects 165 million people shopping in stores and online. Americans spend a record of $4.4 billion online on Thanksgiving Day. Haley Wright left Alabama at 4 a.m. to arrive at the Tennessee Mall by 7 a.m. She said she makes the annual trip because the stores offer better deals and more fun environment than the shops back at home. I let my husband do online shopping. I do Black Friday, she said. And in California, protesters in Santa Monica were expected to boycott Black Friday shopping to demand action in the response to climate change.
I cannot believe people spend that much money.
I can't even imagine how much money that even is. Thanks for sharing, Bella.
Well, I guess it's that time for our last segment of the show. So instead of just doing On This Day in History, I thought it would be fun to see some of the biggest events in history during the month of December.
That's a cool idea. What are you seeing?
On December 1st, 1918, the country of Iceland was granted independence by the Danish Parliament. On December 9th, 1993, a five-day repair job in space on the $3 billion Hubble Space Telescope was finished by U.S. astronauts. On December 13th, 1818, Mary Todd was born in Lexington, Kentucky. She became the wife of Abraham Lincoln, the 16th U.S. president. December 21st, winter begins here in the Northern Hemisphere. In countries in the Southern Hemisphere like Australia, Brazil, and South Africa, this is the beginning of summer. Not only is December 31st New Year's Eve, it is also the day Thomas Edison first demonstrated incandescent light bulbs to the public in Menlo Park, New Jersey.
Awesome information, Andrew. Well, it's time to wrap things up around here. As always, a huge thanks to all of our listeners. Please remember not to only tune in every Friday, but to also share with your friends. The more people who listen, the better.
And if you have anything you would like to share on next week's episode, let us know. Maybe it's something you are doing on your own or an event happening in the community.
Or something you're working on in school, at work, or with your friends.
Exactly. Share it with us. You can email at FergusFalls5@gmail.com. That's FergusFalls5@gmail.com.
And remember to tune in next Friday. We have some fun interviews coming up that you won't want to miss. Until next time, I'm Lauren.
I'm Bella.
And I'm Andrew. See you next week.